Hi there, and thanks for joining us. On this episode, we speak to a company that's celebrating its 40th anniversary in Cork and has had a hand in some of the biggest infrastructural projects that we all take for granted today. I'm Jonathan Healy, and this is Red Business.
Red Business, Cork's exclusive business podcast.
The company in question is PM Group, and with me now is the Cork Office Operations Manager, Pat Ryan. Pat, you're very welcome to the podcast. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's nice to be here. Thank you very much.
PM Group, I was just saying to you before we started recording there, project management, that's what it is in my head.
Correct.
That's what it was to begin with, isn't it?
Correct. In the early days, it was known as Project Management Limited. Changed name in the 90s to PM Group, and now known as PM Group globally.
So when did you join what was Project Management at the time?
So me personally, I joined the company in 92, a mechanical engineering graduate from what was the RTC, CIT as it's known now.
Oh, we all change names.
Correct.
As time goes on, we all evolve. So you went straight in out of college then?
I went straight in as a graduate, mechanical engineer, yes, in 92.
So you
giving
know,
away my age there.
Yeah, ever so slightly. You were a young student. Take us back to what the company does, because as project management probably means something to those who work in construction and to those who are involved in delivery of these projects. But to the man on the street, they might understand a little, but not a huge amount about it. So what do you do?
So PM Group, we're an architectural and engineering design company, providing, in addition to that, the architectural design through to facility construction management and qualification to produce products. And the products being typically the pharmaceutical products. So medicines, our clients are very much the multinationals working in the pharmaceutical sector. We also work in the food sector. We work in medtech sector and some mission critical work, data centres. So we effectively would look at site selection for our clients right through to the overall design of the facilities, the design of the process, and that's the key thing that we do, is the design of the process for the facilities for the production of whatever that product is.
Are you the guys who take the stress out of it? In other words, that they hand over a project to you and they know that you're going to deliver on it, that the speed bumps that they don't want to have to deal with, they hand happily to you?
Well, we'd like to think that that's the way our clients look at us, as being a one-stop stop.
They'd never say it to your face, but that's what you're viewed as.
We hope so. I guess, you know, our expertise is in the delivery of complex projects. So, you know, there's a lot of detailing goes into the design of these facilities in multidiscipline engineering design. So whether it's electrical design, process, chemical engineering, mechanical, electrical, instrumentation, and we have all of those services in-house. All of those disciplines are working in-house in our offices.
See, as a BlackRock boy, I would have remembered the old red brick building,
yes,
opposite what is still the CSO. And that was kind of one of the first buildings of its kind up there that showed a bit of promise for that area. I mean, subsequently, you've been joined by all sorts. The Voxborough are there now. You've got the NSC and all other buildings around there. But you were kind of an outlier at the time in that original office, weren't you?
We were indeed. That's the office on Skihard Road that we moved into that office in 92. That was actually a PM designed building, bespoke for the services we were doing.
But you couldn't complain if there was a problem with it, if that was the case.
And we didn't have to, thank God. So we were renting premises in Cork up to that, in the South Douglas Road, the Dosco Industrial Estate, and had been there for a few years. But it was a huge investment for the company to build our own facility, our own building in Cork. In 92, as I say, we moved in there in the summer of 92. And within a few years, we actually had outgrown that building. But I do remember, because I joined in 92, I do remember that building and walking down the road from there towards what is now Mahon Point. And at that time, it was a cul-de-sac and into the fields. But so you're right, it was a big bold move to move in there, a big red brick building before anything else was built in the area.
Again, not wishing to discuss your age publicly, but when you would have joined, technology was very different. I mean, did you have such a thing as CAD back in the day, where you had computers helping design, or was it still very much all a pen and paper exercise?
It was at the time we were starting to transition into the CAD area. So we did have drawing boards in that building.
So you could go back to them?
Correct, yes.
Technically.
Yes. Yeah, well, wasn't even going back to them.
You never got off them.
Well, they were the base design was done on the 2D drawing boards. At that time, we were only moving into the CAD area after that. And we still look back at photographs of that office and the office before that and the rows of drawing boards, big A0 drawing boards, and people standing at their boards working away all day. And it was from the early mid-90s we moved into the CAD area, and then subsequently, you know, 2D became 3D, and now we are into virtual reality and different formats in design. Completely changed.
This is one of the things that I suppose those of us not involved in the sector would probably find quite cool. We wouldn't have found the A0 documents cool, but the idea of putting on a headset, being able to physically see what an end result will be.
Correct.
I mean, how much of a change has that been for you?
Yeah, it's been a huge change. You know, it's not just it's a big change for us. It's a different skill set, and people have to be upskilled. New people hired in that have that skill and train our own people. But when we're working with a client and they're looking at their facility and trying to visualise it, it's fine for an engineer who understands a drawing on the board. But a lot of the clients would be science background, you know, different backgrounds rather than engineering. So for them to be able to look at their building in a 3D visualisation inside in our room, or as you said, with a virtual headset, and see what their rooms are going to look like, that's a huge step change.
And has that improved quality? Has it improved delivery? I mean, where is the saving in having that type of technology on site?
Well, a big part of that saving is actually in the time, the speed to market. For us, working with our clients that are producing these life-saving medicines, speed to the market for the patients is critical. So if we can speed that up through the use of technology in design, in virtual reality, in 3D, or in whatever way, that's where the huge benefit is coming.
Look, 40 years in operation here. How small an operation in Cork was it to begin with?
Well, it started in 79 with three guys, three of the founding members. We had them together last week. That they were working from a small little office down in on Monaghan Road, and they so it was three people working on small projects, basically supporting clients in construction management activities. So back in 79, it was three people. When I joined in 92, there was about 380 people in the company.
So they'd grown quite a lot by then.
Yeah, in that time frame.
And how many have you got now?
So as a group, globally, we have about 2,700, just over 2,700 employees. From a Cork perspective, we have 860 personnel working from our Cork base.
Because we mentioned the Skihard road site, but you've moved up the road. You moved down what used to be the cul-de-sac,
correct,
as you've lovingly referred to it. What's the difference between the two buildings? And did you design the new one as well?
We did indeed. And we moved in there in 2003 because we'd outgrown the Skihard road facility. And I guess, you know, we hit a situation 4 years ago where we again outgrew the new office, and we've taken a premises in Carrigtwohill also, in the Fort Industrial Park in Carrigtwohill. So we have 100 seats in that office down there, which really helps the workforce coming from that side of the tunnel. So they can base themselves on the East Cork side rather than coming through the tunnel.
Which I'm sure is of much delight to them as they avoid the traffic. You work in a sector that has evolved a lot as well. You talk about how your own sector evolved from, you know, pen and paper to VR headsets. The areas that you work in, they've changed a lot as well. And we went through the era of pharma, manufacturing, physical pills being made in the country, to moving to biotech, to now a whole different level where, you know, we're going, well, what's next? Because even the good stuff is now moving abroad. How far ahead do you have to stay to keep the companies here in Cork, for example, and to make sure that we still have a pipeline of services like that into the future for the next generation, the crowd who are currently out in your alma mater in CIT?
Yeah. So I guess, you know, from a PM Group perspective over the years, go back to 40 years ago when the Cork office was established, our founders were working in oil and gas, they were working in some of the heavy industries. Within a few years, they moved into the pharma sector, and it was very much API, which is the primary product. So that was where we grew up from. But over the years, we've had to stay ahead of the technology as it moved into the biotech. We were very successful in winning some large biotech projects in the Cork region, delivered from the Cork office. And now it's more, you know, the cell and gene therapy type of facilities that are moving on, and the technologies are moving ahead.
Do you still think that Cork has the special sauce, that which has brought these companies to the city and the county in the first place?
100%. You know, and I'm, you know, it's easier just looking internally at how we've evolved. Like Cork, and I look at PM Group in Cork as well. Like, we have a very skilled workforce, very, very good technologies, access to technology, and that has served us well in bringing in foreign investment into Cork, into the region. And then, you know, how we've seen it work as well is that PM Group, having worked with those companies here in Cork, we've managed to follow them overseas as well and work with them as they delivered new technologies globally. We've been helping them do that from the Cork office and upskilling even our own people here in those areas as well.
I'd imagine the three lads would have done with a small kettle back in 79. That has grown into a very big canteen across not one but two sites now. But you need to feed the beast. You need to make sure you have a throughput of talent.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing there's a lot of competition out there from your competitors and indeed maybe direct employment and more importantly contractors. These guys realising, yeah, well, maybe I can make more money out on my own. How do you manage to attract talent and are you getting the right kind of people coming out of our third level institutions?
Yeah. There's a couple of questions in that, Jonathan.
I'd just like to challenge you.
Yeah. So, you know, if I look at the talent pool, I mean, we work with the colleges. We help, we do mentoring with the colleges. But, you know, PM Group is a 100% employee-owned company. So that is an attraction for people looking at, you know, where they're going to spend a number of their years of their working career, getting involved in a company. So that's one of the things. It's attracting the people in by the culture in the company, being employee-owned. That helps attract the people. The talent pool coming through from the colleges, yeah, it's a big challenge. And we're actively involved with the colleges and secondary schools around the whole area of STEM, trying to attract secondary school pupils into the third level education following the engineering technology route.
But now that you mentioned, I'm guessing that it used to be a very male heavy industry. Are you trying to address that?
Yes, I'm 100%. Like, we have a number of our Cork based and global based employees are involved in the Irish Foundation and different activities there as well, going and visiting the schools, and that's where we're starting, is really with the schools, not necessarily even the colleges, trying to attract the females into the engineering sectors as well.
You work closely with one of your neighbours in Nagle Community College, a school where two of my brothers went in the very early days of that college. How has that worked? I mean, do you see and do you get in the enthusiasm of youth when they see what you do?
It's very exciting what we're doing with Nagle Community College, and this is the first year, so, you know, I can't speak with experience on it, but having met the principal and the pupils there, they're very, very enthused by this bursary that we've put in place with Nagle, whereby we will sponsor through technology any of the students who go on to third level, provide mentors for those doing STEM courses. So we, as I mentioned earlier, we have a full range of engineering disciplines. So if any of those students go into third level doing a relevant engineering qualification, we will support them with a mentor. And we're also extending it to our TY program, because we have quite a structured TY program for transition year students. So we bring them in early so they can see what engineering is about and how we work, and hopefully at that stage catch them and push them down that route.
I've said it before, one of the great comments that came home from my son's school was one day they were told, half of you are doing jobs that haven't been created yet. Yes. And that kind of blew his mind. Mm. But you can hear from what you've described in your area, you trained to be a mechanical engineer and look what has happened in that intervening, we're going to say 10 years. But that new group of students, the ones that are currently in Nagle Community College, at some point they are going to be your age and they're going to have a history to tell, and they'll be sitting maybe in some virtual studio discussing this as well. But how exciting is it for them? Or how daunting is it that this industry has changed so much in the last 20, 30 years, and what it's going to be in the future?
Yeah, look, you know, it's exciting for all of us. You know, I also have a son who's going through secondary school, and I say that same message to him. You know, in 10 years' time, so the job that you could be doing in 10 years' time, it doesn't exist now, or the way you'd be working doesn't exist now. And I think back even to, you know, my days when I started with PM Group in Cork, and we were sending faxes, and we were getting quotes in from our suppliers by fax. if I wanted to send a message to somebody else in the business, I hand wrote a memo and put in a pigeonhole in the post box for that person to pick up later on. It wasn't emails, it was handwritten notes. So even the way we work, and that's a basic thing, that has changed. The drawing boards to the 3D modelling has changed. As we look forward now, even the way we work, it's not necessarily about the drawings anymore, it's about data. It's managing data to anticipate what's coming next. So, all of that, it's very exciting, and trying to convey that to the students coming through now. I think they probably understand it better than we do.
Yeah, well, that's true. The digital native generation know more than I do about technology. Yes. Anyway, 40 years, you've ridden out one, two and a half recessions in that time. Right. How confident are you right now?
Look, I think the PM Group has come through those recessions very well. And, if you go back even in the 08, 09, 10 here in Cork, there was a big downturn in our sectors in Cork. We looked further afield. We worked on with clients on projects from outside of Ireland, delivered them from Cork. We maintained our numbers. We grew our numbers, in fact, in Cork over that period by working on projects outside of Ireland. And it's been that resilience that has brought us through. And that's what we would expect. We have a world-class team working for PM Group in Cork, delivering projects globally, and that's how we would see it through.
Look, it sounds like an exciting time for you. We wish you and the teams both in Carricktool, where I didn't even realise you were, and indeed in Mahon, the very best. Look, Pat Ryan, Chief Operations Manager, congratulations on the 40th anniversary of PM Group's Cork office, and we wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you very much.
My thanks to Pat Ryan, and indeed good luck to everybody at PM Group. Don't forget, you can download all the episodes of Red Business from the website redextra.ie. Niamh Hennessy produced, and we'll catch you on the next one.
The only show in town for Cork business. Red Business.